Time once again to start our lesson 17. Excuse me, we're in lesson 17 of Contrasting the Word of God on the program of Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, and we're glad you're tuning in with us as you're traveling or just sitting at home listening or joining us here live this morning. This time we're looking at the contrast of the Word of God and what the will of God is for you and what you want to get out of this study. So I hope as we went through from lesson one down that you can understand what God is doing today by rightly dividing the word of truth. It's very, very important to understand God's program on earth and God's program in the heavenly places. But we're in lesson 17. And if you have your Bibles, go ahead and be turning to Matthew chapter 10. And what you're wanting to see today and what you want to get out of this lesson today with the prophecy program is that Peter and his company, you know who they were, James, Peter, James, John, and you know the 12, had the gospel of the circumcision committed unto them to proclaim the good news to Israel's covenant, kingdoms, and blessing. Follow me? So Peter and company had a gospel of the circumcision committed unto them. And what they're going to do is proclaim that gospel. What does gospel mean? Good news of that kingdom of the circumcised to Israel and the blessings. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 6. We already know what verse 5 says, right? If you don't, we'll say it, we'll read it again. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not to in the way of the Gentiles, and enter into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. So this is a gospel of the circumcision to the circumcision that has committed them the good news of what God is going to do with the nation Israel. Okay? Go to Galatians chapter 2. This is what they was committed to do. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, verse 7. But contrariwise, when they saw the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, this is Paul talking, okay? As the gospel of the circumcision unto Peter. Verse 8, for he that worth effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. Paul is saying that the same person that commissioned and worked in God through Peter is the same ones working through him. Follow me? It's God doing the working in him. It's not that they have the same message. I know what some of your Bibles say out there. It's as if Paul and Peter's preaching the same gospel. Okay, but it's not. In fact, verse 5 up there says, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not by for 1 hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepts no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. That's a big, bold statement because Paul goes to that conference where Peter, James, and John was at, who seemed to be pillars. Did you see that in verse 9? And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived that the grace that was given unto me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship that we should go to the heathen, and they unto who? The circumcision. Peter, James, and John was big to do people. Y'all know that. Was a big to-do people, okay? They was up there. People follow them today. They say they're following Jesus, but they're following Peter and his messages in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and even in the early part of Acts. Go to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17, we've been down this verses time and time again, but you know it's part of the program here. It's part of the lesson. Genesis 17, verse 9. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Now, who is God telling this to Abraham? Who is you? Who is thou? Who is thee?
With the Israelites. It was to Abraham, but it was going to be Israel.
Amen. It's to a certain group of people. Okay? It's not the whole world. It's a certain group of people. And ye shall, verse 11, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenants betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations that is born in the house or bought with money of any strangers which is not of thy seed. Verse 13, he that is born in thy house and is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised, and the covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from the people, and he hath broken my covenant. So that gospel, that circumcision is a very important gospel, isn't it? It's a setting up a certain group of people apart from anybody else. It's identifying. You know, where we live today, there's a certain group of people grows beards, don't they? But they don't. They leave this mustache shaved off, and they do it for a reason, for identification, to be different. See, follow me? Okay. So we can do. I mean, don't walk in here next week with your hair all orange. we don't want to be identified with the orange-headed people, you know, if that makes a difference. You know, I'm just jokingly saying that, but you don't have to be that, how do you say, a physical identification anymore. Okay? Look at Acts 15. Acts 15. God chose a certain group of people for this. And the gospel of circumcision. Gospel of the circumcision. Acts 15. And get Acts 10. We just read in Galatians chapter 2, it goes right along with Acts 15. There's a council going on there. Because people saying, hey, you had to be circumcised to be saved. You had to be circumcised to keep the law, or you wasn't saved. Look what Acts 15 says, verse 1. And a certain man that which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be what? Saved. If you know your Bible, what happens in Acts chapter 9? Okay, the Israel starts to fall, right? And Paul is raised up into a different gospel. Okay, this is Acts 15, by the way. This is way into the ministry, and people are still telling people you have to be circumcised. And that's why Paul goes to Galatians, writes a Galatian letter, and stands Peter to face, you are not doing this. And if you think about it, when Peter gets the sheep falling down, and God says, go eat those animals. What does Peter say? No, that, you know, it's really against, it's unclean. It's against my religion. What I say is clean is clean. He's preparing Peter by the change. Not that Peter knew the change. This is where people has an error. He's preparing Peter so when Paul comes to Peter and shares what God is doing outside of the nation Israel, Paul understands. Oh, excuse me, Peter understands. Thank you. He understands. Galatians, Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, O truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. We should adhere to that verse. God does not, and God is not a respecter of person where He's cursing you and blessing me. He's with peace at the world right now.
He's healing you and not healing me.
Yes. You know, He is not a, Paul says the same thing. God's not a respecter of persons. You know, He's not. He is God. And you've got to understand what He's doing and what program to realize that. Now, can He do it? Absolutely He can. But I believe we can have His Word, and I have to believe His Word. He says in verse 35, But in every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him. The Word of God, the Word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That Word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began in Galilee after the baptism of John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went without about doing good and healing all that were oppressed to the from the of the devil, for God was with him. Now, who requires signs? That's right. And that was they oppressed? Yes, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ going to those oppressed people and say, hey, here I am. You know, He showed them signs and wonders and miracles so they know who He was, that God was with Him, and they would accept that. Many of them did. Verse 39. And we are witnesses of all things which He did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Now what did He say? And we were, right? He's identifying Himself with a group of people. What was Acts chapter 1 talking about when they chose Matthias to replace? One of the requirements was with that you had to be from the baptism of John to the day Jesus Christ was resurrected, you had to be with them to be a part of that 12 apostles. You with me? Verse 40. Him God raised up the third day and slew Him openly, not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, of God, even to us who did eat and drink and with Him after He rose from the dead. And He commanded, what is that word? Us. Who is us? No, wait a minute now. He commanded you too, didn't He? No, He didn't. Don't fall for that. There are people out there telling you God command gave you the great commission for you to go out in all the world. He did not. He gave it to the 12 to do it. And we find out after persecution in Acts chapter 8, they stayed in Jerusalem. Everybody else scattered. And testified that it is He which He was ordained to, of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To Him gave all the prophets witnesses through that through His name whatsoever believe in Him shall receive the remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them, all of them which heard the word. And they were circumcised, which believed were stoned, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can a man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Verse 48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, in the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry all these days. I said all that because of what God was doing through the circumcision. Then all of a sudden something changes. We're not going to get into that because I think we already did in the past about baptism and the Holy Ghost. You had to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins and receive the Holy Ghost. Here, while you yet spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on you. And then he says you should forbade them for water. What program did Peter knew?
Kingdom.
The kingdom message. He was baptized to get identified with this. Let me ask you this. What is the gospel of the circumcision that was committed to Peter? I know. Say it again.
Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Acts 2:38.
Pentecostal gospel.
Had to be baptized for the remission of sin.
Peter's was the kingdom gospel.
Okay, that's what this is right here. The gospel of the circumcision.
Yeah, that would be all the way back to Abraham.
That's the key right there. God called Abraham out of from among the nations. Just always remember this. The gospel of the circumcision, the good news of the circumcision, when he called Abraham out of amongst the nations, set up a middle wall partition. When you look at this chart, there's a wall between Jew and Gentile. There's a wall between Israel and the nations. A wall, literal and spiritual wall. Christ broke that down. We know that from Ephesians chapter 2. You have verses 13, 14, 15, 16, and so on.
Did you say that Acts 10:42 was really the Great Commission?
No, I didn't. I said that people tells you that you're part of the Great Commission when Peter just identified that Christ told us, the 12, to go preach.
That's his Great Commission.
Yeah, that's the Great Commission that people says is in Matthew chapter 28, Mark 16, the Great Commission. Okay? With me? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, the message was later commissioned to Peter and the other apostles. That's what we just read. Okay? Ye are the children of... this is Acts chapter 3, 25 through 26. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. And thou seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed unto you first. Right? Then into the world. This would be Acts chapter 3, verses 25 to 26. This is the basis of the Abrahamic covenant. Concerning the people, right here, see this? Concerning the people, concerning the land that they will get. That's part of that promise, isn't it? Now, what is built upon that gospel is gospel of the kingdom, which you had mentioned. You was hitting some things, but before you have the gospel of the kingdom, you really need that gospel of the circumcision for that people, which built on the gospel of God about Christ dying. You know, God sent His Son to die. That's the gospel of God. That's the good news that was preached from Genesis 3:15 all the way over. And it is exclusive to the Jewish message that is based on the Davidic covenant and has to do with the formation and the government of the kingdom. That's part of that gospel circumcision. It started with Abraham. It created a people, okay, Israel. And up on that came a Davidic covenant. That's where you get your government thrones. And then it follows all the way across there and is finally set up over here. And now that formation is gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. There's other good news within that. Okay, there's an everlasting gospel over here. Okay, but that's part of the contrast in the prophetic program. You with me on that? That's what was commissioned to Peter, James, and all for a specific group of people to be fed and to be established before they could go out to the world. And I know what many people say, you know, Philip and, you know, Stephen, and they was giving that message out, and it was going, going, going. Okay? But But the ones that God gave to Himself, they did not leave Jerusalem. Oh, you remember that. When that scattered came abroad, they stayed there. The contrast of what we just shared in the dispensation of grace, go to Galatians chapter 2. And contrasting to the gospel of the circumcision, there's a gospel of the uncircumcision. Okay, there's good news. There is good news in today for the gospel of the uncircumcision. Paul had a gospel of uncircumcision committed unto him, the good news of God now, being long-suffering towards all to accomplish His secret purpose. Follow me with that? Galatians chapter 2, you just read it a few minutes ago. Verse 7. But contrariwise, when they saw the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision unto Peter, there's two different gospels there, and I know this upsets people, and some people ignorantly don't know, there's more than one gospel in your Bible. And this verse right here shows you two. Just like baptism in Matthew chapter 3, there's more than one baptism. In that verse it talks about three. Water, Holy Spirit, and fire. See? Don't get caught up with, oh, there's only one gospel and I've got the right gospel. That type of thing. Yeah, there's like five, six. Yeah. We went over those in classes in the past. He says, verse 9, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, that they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should be, go unto the heathen, and they unto the what? So guess what? If you wasn't circumcised, you're a... Uh-oh. You call some people... I was called a heathen when I was small. Look at that heathen. Get out of here, you know. You know, we use that name calling, don't we? And it's sad, but we do. Okay? But back over here, they name call. Israelites would call the heathen Gentiles dogs. They name calling. But back over here, what we're getting to is the fact that Paul and James and John, when they shook hands, they acknowledged that the gospel, the circumcision, that good news stayed with them. And if you was not part of that kingdom program when He offered it to them in Acts chapter 1 through 8, and you didn't believe that gospel kingdom, guess what you became of, even if you was a Jew born of Abraham? A heathen. And that's why Paul would go to the synagogues that to try to convince them out of the Word of God, because would they not have the Word of God? Absolutely. Now, would a heathen downtown Canton have one? Have the Word of God? No. You go to Athens, they worship on rocks. Paul sticks his hands in vipers and think he's from Jupiter and all. You know what I mean? So they don't have the Word of God like the Jews would have. So Paul goes to those synagogues to convince them who Christ was. They're part of that heathen group. Because if they wasn't by Acts chapter 9 a part of what Peter was doing, they're part of what we're doing. Don't ever forget that, guys and gals. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What is that bondage? Law, works, flesh. What we was talking about earlier. Unrighteousness. You know, that is bondage, is it not? He says, verse 2, behold, I, Paul, said unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you everything that the good book says. Profits you what?
Nothing.
Nothing. So why would you want to get circumcised And I will include baptized, okay, into a program that it says Christ profits you nothing. Seriousness. This is serious, guys. It profits you how much?
Nothing.
Don't we want profit today? You know, we do. We want profit. Don't we want fruits and vegetables this time of year is growing? Don't we want profit in life? Don't we want to see profit? Yeah, we do. But if you get in the wrong program, it's not going to profit you nothing. And if you're saved, you're saved. I believe that wholeheartedly. But you got to look at some things what you're being profit. Go to Galatians chapter 6. Hold your hand, Galatians chapter 6, verses 14. Look at verse 12. As many as desire to make a fair show of the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, any lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they, who's they?
The ones you want to be circumcised.
Yep. Themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desires to you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. See, that's the one. Hey, how many did you get circumcised today? How many did you get baptized today? You follow me? You hear that all the time. What? You only got 5 people in your church? We had 14 people come up here and get baptized last week. See what I'm talking about? They're wanting a profit in your flesh. It's wrong, guys. It's wrong. Verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory, saved in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto who? Me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And that's not born again. And next week we'll be talking about lesson 18 about born again. Being a new creature is not the same as being born again. But what does it say that you just read? Does it avail of anything?
No.
Look at Galatians chapter 5. Don't get caught up under that works program to put you back in the program. And we can talk about it. You're either in the flesh or in the spirit, right? You're either under the law, which is in the flesh, or you're under the spirit, which is under grace. You have to beat this stuff down, guys. We were talking about that earlier, weren't we? It's hard, isn't it? Very hard. Galatians chapter 5. Look at this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You know, I thought about that this week. How much is a little? Some of you can't eat salt. I cook with salt. Just a little bit won't hurt. You taste that. Who put that salt in here? I just told you I can't eat salt. You know what I'm talking about? Just a little bit. My taste buds is different than your taste buds. But how much leaven's the whole lump?
11.
Didn't he tell them to unleaven bread back here? I mean, and if they put a little leaven in there, that stuff, knowing God, he probably puffed up like a big old bakery cake, you know. Guilty. But look what it says. Verse 10. I have confidence in you through, where? The Lord. That ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that trouble you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Verse 11, where I'm going. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then as the offense of the cross cease. Did Paul preach circumcision? Did he not just tell us in 3 chapters before that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed to me? Paul didn't preach circumcision, people. Okay? It profits you nothing. God is not dealing with circumcision and uncircumcision today. You believe it or not? He has reconciled both Jew and Gentile unto who? Christ. That's what it's all about. Don't get caught up in that, you know, in the flesh, look at me, puffing up, I'm part of this group and part of that group. You better be in God's group today. Let me ask you this. We found out the gospel of the circumcision, right? What's the gospel of the uncircumcision?
Jesus Christ, Christ crucified.
Gospel of the grace of God. Keep talking to me.
The Pauline gospel.
Let me ask you.
The mystery of the revelation of Jesus
Christ. Now, there's all those things built on it. But if the gospel of this circumcision started with this man right here, what about the gospel of the uncircumcision? Now think that's the gospel of Christ.
Oh no, it started with Abraham too.
When his name was
Abraham.
Okay. This has its basis of the mystery program revealed in Paul, through Paul, how God justified Abraham in a special way while he was in circumcision or uncircumcision. Okay. Which God foresaw, whereby the heathen could obtain eternal life through faith. That's why I always say, and I get in trouble with this sometimes around grace believers, about keeping the law in times past. You know, you read that if you don't keep the law, they killed you. And I believe the law, once you believe it, believe God, faith is what? Taking God at His Word. Okay? If you believe God, it counts you as righteousness. Then you get in that program what God's doing, and it sanctifies you. It sets you apart. That's why this nation right here, Israel, was separated from all other people. Circumcision? Laws? Follow me? What about today? In the gospel of the grace of God, how are you sanctified? How are you set apart from everybody else? Circumcision of the heart. Baptized of the Spirit. You have books that tells you, don't do this. Dead to law. Dead to law. You follow me? And if we do that, and we set ourselves apart from the unrighteous, we're doing what God wants to do. And it's hard, guys. I know. Been there, done that, got a t-shirt. You know what I mean? I'm serious. And it's still hard. But God wants us to do this. Now, what is built upon the gospel is the gospel the grace of God. Look at Acts chapter 20 and get Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 and Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. That's built upon the gospel of uncircumcision. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. You know why an Israelite circumcision, and why I, an Edlite, a part of the uncircumcision can call Abraham Father Abraham?
Faith.
It's by faith. And God preached to him that he believed God before he was circumcised. Follow me? With me? And Paul is telling us, see, when you get in Paul's epistles, he can tell you some things that these guys didn't know. If you really, really think about it, they did a lot of things ignorantly. You and I don't do that, do we? We do, don't we? We do a lot of things ignorantly, and then we would get in a word like, whoa, wait a minute, did I do that? Follow me? I believe Hebrews through Revelation, they're going to look back and say, these guys is really ignorant in the dispensation of grace. They had it made. All they had to do is this. But we got to go back under this law. Even if it's in Christ, follow me? Even if it's in this. And they look back over to their fathers and seen how hard they had. You know, recently I looked at a picture of a store from down home. It was like on a main drag, US 11, and it was the place. Get burgers and fries and jukeboxes and stuff. I remember that oak tree behind them. And all my grandfather's uncles and stuff, brothers and stuff, would be gathered there. And you would hear stories. And you're like, whoa. And they say, remember them days? Them good old days? And I just listen to those stories. I believe that's what's taking place over here. When they can go back and see through Genesis and Malachi of what Moses and them did and the stories that they would tell their children. You know, you can learn from that, can't you? But to get back to what I'm trying to share with right quick, and we're getting ready to close, is the fact that you had the gospel of circumcision in the prophetic program, and the gospel of uncircumcision today, for us today. The good news, what God is doing outside of Israel. And to close, not only did you have a gospel of circumcision, you had a gospel of uncircumcision, and then you had the gospel of God. That's what we just read. And the gospel of God, by the way, was interdispensational truth. All through the Bible, you can find the good news of God, what He's doing. Okay, that's the gospel of God. Then you had the gospel of Christ. Then you got the gospel of peace. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6. And then you got an everlasting gospel that an angel preached. That's 7 gospels just right there alone in your Bible. Which one's for you? Until next week.